Time to talk Browns football this morning with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. It's brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. Scott, the Browns losing yesterday 28-3 to the Ravens with Dorian Thompson-Robinson on the helm. I'm just going to play a little clip from somewhere in the middle of his press conference yesterday. I thought he kind of sort of showed a leadership kind of role in what he was talking about.
Let every one of those old linemen know that this is, you know, on me too. This is not just a old lineman fault today or running back or protection or anything. It comes from everybody, receivers, quarterback, everybody involved. So we got to make sure we're on the same page. I know we had some switch outs at center with Poe getting hurt, but, you know, we got to have that next man up mentality and be able to roll guys in and still be flawless. So I know for me, backing up to Sean and having to fill his role today, I could have been a lot cleaner on my part.
Let's see. I hope I got Scott, are you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you lost me when I'm back.
All right. Well, I played the cut from Dorian Thompson-Robinson where he talked about he went to every one of the old linemen saying, not your fault, went to the running backs, and, you know, words, taking the leadership role as a quarterback does for the offense as well. But let's just kind of – I mean, that sort of shows a little bit of maturity for him. But let's take us through yesterday, how that played out earlier in the morning. Was that not what you expected for the day yesterday as far as how things are going to go for the quarterback?
Yeah, it was not at all. First of all, yeah, maturity is not the problem with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He started 48 games at UCLA, you know, works hard, prepares hard. So that's not the issue. The issue is how he played yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I talked to people in the building all week. They expected Deshaun Watson to start, and that had not changed despite the fact that he did not throw the ball much at all during the week. He didn't practice. He didn't throw Wednesday. He was there. He rested. Thursday, he threw a little bit, nothing when we were watching, nothing full speed. And then again Friday, he threw two passes when the media was out there and then shut it down. Kevin Stefanski said he did some light throwing. So, you know, so it was weird that he was unable to throw, and it was a bruise on that right shoulder. But the feeling was, okay, give him a couple more days. You know, he gets to the game, he'll be able to play, you know, play through it and be able to play Sunday. And then it was just a little after 10 o'clock, he went out in the field, and he threw about five passes, and then he talked to the trainer, or the head athletic trainer. Then he threw five more passes, had a conversation again, threw one more, and then walked over to Kevin Stefanski and GM Andrew Berry, and the conversation was, yeah, I'm not ready. I don't feel right. He got a couple pats on the back, and that was it. So it was weird because I believe the team expected him to play. Watson said, Friday, I'm okay. I expect to play. So, it, you know, obviously it just did not feel the way he thought it should, and he thought that there would be more progression. What I thought was interesting is, you know, I'm watching him make all these throws all week and then yesterday, and they were all really, like, light throws, right? They were short, not much velocity. So I don't know if the bruise inside there just didn't let him do that or he was afraid to let one rip, you know, because you would think if you're going to try to play Sunday, at some point you would want to throw it as hard as you could or see how hard you could throw it, and it looked like it never got to that point. They're all these short, light throws. So, you know, everybody on the team said, you know, everybody who talked was say he did all he could. If he could play, he would. And he's got a history of playing through a bunch of injuries. So, you know, that's not the case. It's just interesting that if you have a bruise in there, because Kevin Stefanski says there's no structural damage, no separation or tears, that it didn't get to the point where he thought he could play.
You have in your one column, you write, the Browns are 2-2 after an eventful first month.
Yeah.
Where do you begin? Every week it seems to be something. What do we know about this team based on those four games, if anything?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we do know some things. The defense wasn't great yesterday, especially in the second quarter. But I think we know that the defense is good and will give this team a chance to win a good number of games. The kicker's been good. Made a 50-yard field goal for the third straight game. We know that they've had some big injuries. Nick Chubb, Jack Conklin at right tackle. We'll see about center Ethan Posick today. He left the game with a knee injury, having an MRI today. after that, it's a lot of question marks, you know. And you can't read too much into yesterday's game because I didn't think Thompson Robinson gave them a chance to win the game. He looked like he didn't belong. It's a tough defense to go against in the Ravens, but he looked overmatched to me. And I don't know what play calling Kevin Stefanski could have done to make it any other way. He made bad decisions. He made bad throws. He could have thrown about 6 interceptions. He wound up throwing 3. And when your quarterback plays like that, you don't really have much of a chance to win a game. Yeah. So assuming Deshaun Watson comes back and Kevin Stefanski says he thinks he's going to play up to the bye, then, okay, you have Deshaun Watson, who's coming off the best game he had with the Browns. You have a good defense. You can win some games. But I don't know. I don't think we can say, yes, Deshaun Watson is going to play well every week, because he hasn't. It was one really good game. You need to see consistency out of him. So I think there remains a lot of question marks a month into the season.
Lamar Jackson can do a lot of special things. Do you think the Ravens found a little chink in the armor, so to speak, of the Browns?
I don't. Like, I don't think that's a vulnerability a lot of teams can exploit. Now, what I would be worried about is the Ravens have a power run game. That includes Lamar Jackson, but they have a power running game. They have big running backs, and that's where the Browns struggle. But, yeah, Lamar had 4 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson's Lamar Jackson. I thought he was electric, made big throws when he needed to. But the Browns felt, I talked to a bunch of defensive guys, they felt it wasn't necessarily Lamar. Like, he didn't have 70-yard runs against them. He didn't have a lot of long passes. They felt where they were, not exposed, but where they struggled was in the run defense against the running backs. And tackling was an issue. They did not tackle like they had the first 3 games. Miles Garrett thought they were a little late, which hurts the tackling because you're a half step behind. You're trying to grab a guy with your arms. These are big running backs. They run through those arm tackles. So I don't think this necessarily shows that, man, if you come out, you can pound the ball on the ground against the Browns. But if there's going to be a concern, that would be it. You know, when it comes to Lamar, I just think Lamar's going to make plays. I don't care who's on defense.
Well, we always struggle sometimes with Lamar Jackson in a sense. So it's kind of hard. Like I say, that's why it's hard to sort of judge sometimes because your opponent is not, week to week different. Let's talk about the upcoming opponent. We got 2 weeks to think about this. The San Francisco 49ers, who are 4-0, and I guess they haven't lost a regular season game, like 14. They're on a winning streak like that. Now, my only question was, so they got a rookie quarterback that got thrown into the situation, and look where that's become. I guess not all rookie quarterbacks are created equal, but I guess Kyle Shanahan might be a difference maker in that category, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on the big points, right? Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft in 2022, and when he needed to play last year, he played great. Kyle Shanahan, who's here as offense coordinator in that 2014 crazy season with Johnny Manziel, is probably the best play caller in the league. His system is fantastic. They don't ask Purdy to do too much, right? There's a lot of play action, a lot of seemingly easy throws. But every time I watched him, he throws so accurately, and he makes good decisions. And, yeah, you're right. All rookie quarterbacks are not designed the same. All young quarterbacks aren't designed the same. All game planners and play callers aren't the same. And Shanahan certainly gets the best out of Brock Purdy. They're a really good team. They got a great defense. They got playmakers all over the field. Like, they're probably the best team in the league. I mean, Philly can make an argument. And I think the Chiefs with Mahomes can always make an argument. But that's a great 49ers team.
So we got 2 weeks to think about that. Miles Garrett gets some chance to wear that boot for a while. Do we expect much of that? It seemed like he was wearing that because that's what the people wanted him to wear, not that much that he felt like he probably needed it. But
yeah, I asked him about it. He said that wasn't his first choice. I don't know if it's because from a fashion thing, like he didn't like the look, or he just didn't think he needed it. But he said he'll be ready to face the Niners. Kevin Stefanski didn't think it was a big deal, or thought he'd be okay. He came back and finished the game. So, it's never good when you're walking around in a boot and you have to leave the game for a little bit. But I think Miles will be out there against the Niners.
All right. Well, we'll see how the storylines go over the next couple of weeks with the bye week now for the Browns. Came at a fortunate time, even though when you look at the schedule, sometimes you think you'd want it later. But I guess schedule makers maybe know something, so it gives us a chance to think about it and prepare or have more anxiety as the weeks roll on. Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk to you
next
week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Scott Petrak joining us as we do every Monday, talking the Browns football. It's brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. You can follow Scott at the Chronicle-Telegram, read him in the paper, also at Scott Petrak on X, and also the BrownZone.com, where they do a lot of great things, including a weekly podcast.